call received from home care agency.
Home care, this is Shane. How can I help you?
Want to get some information about what it takes or what's involved in getting home care.
Sure. So you want it for yourself or for a family member?
Family member.
Okay. Are they in Medicaid?
She's on Medicare or Medicaid?
We're going to talk to other people at the hospital, you know, who are our social workers.
She's working with a social worker.
Okay. Yeah, but she could be on Medicare and Medicaid. Do you know if she's on Medicaid?
No.
I think she has insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I get her date of birth?
It's not for me.
Right, so the one that you are referring to, the one that needs the services.
31570.
1970. And what's your name? First and last name, please.
Rox.
Could you spell it for me?
ROXXENANNE. CANES.
So last name is C as in cat, A N as in N C E S.
C A N N E S. C A I N N E S.
T A N
E A I N E S.
C A I N E S.
The first is T as in Tom or C as in cat?
C as in cat.
Okay. C A I N E S and the first name is R O X X E N.
ROXANNE.
I just got this number from the internet.
Okay, nothing is coming up with this information. Let me just repeat. First name is ROXANNE. Last name is CAINES. And date of birth is 3/15/1970.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like she's not on Medicaid, but we could, if she qualifies, then we can have her enrolled in Medicaid then for the services. Do you know what's her income, her monthly income?
She is not working right now because she's getting chemo and radiation treatment.
Oh, so she has no income at this time?
No, she's getting assistance from Social Security.
Oh, okay. How much is that about?
I don't have the number. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know the number.
Would it be more than 2,900 or no?
No.
No. And what about assets? Does she own a house or car?
No.
No? And she has any savings?
No.
No? Okay, so if that's... Okay, so she most probably would qualify for Medicaid then. So if you would like, we can have her enroll in Medicaid. And then once she has Medicaid, active Medicaid, we'll have her apply for the home care services, which you can have a family member be the caregiver.
Okay.
All right,
we'll go through the private insurance that she has.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you interested in applying?
Let me get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your number?
I live in Connecticut. I'm just trying to expedite some clear that urgency.
So whose number can I have for regarding this case?
Huh?
Give
I'll give you my number.
Okay, what's the number?
914-671-3727.
Okay, so you said 914-671-3727? Okay. If you're interested in having Roxanne apply for Medicaid, and then for the services, then we can help you with that. We have a special enrollment team that can help with that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you want my direct number? If you have any questions, to reach me directly.
Hold on.
Sure.
What's your first name?
My name is Shindel.
Spell it.
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L. S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
E-E-L, okay.
My number is 267.
Hold on.
551-7427.
Okay.
Okay, so you can reach me directly if you are interested in applying or if you have any questions.
And the name of your company again is?
We're Family First Care.
Do you take insurance?
We work with Medicaid only. So it's through Medicaid insurance.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Have a nice day.